Welcome to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Mark Holyoke, CEO of Castleview Hospital, and there is plenty to talk about in this regard. First off, Mark, I really do appreciate you making time for us today. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jordan. It's always a pleasure to spend some time with you.
Definitely. I look forward to these interviews, that is for sure. And there's a lot happening with Castleview Hospital, which has been the case over the last couple of years when you've stopped in. You know, you were giving us updates on the expansion at Castleview Hospital, but right now it's all about the urgent care. So give us an update on how construction is coming along. Are you guys on schedule, and how has it been so far?
Oh, you bet. Thank you. So I'm sure everyone has driven past there on 100 North and 300 East. Right there on the corner, we've got the urgent care under construction. It was nice to finally come out of the ground after the snow melted. And so we are on schedule and looking to open that the first part of August.
Fantastic. So no glitches?
No glitches at all. Record snow year, it just put us behind a little bit, but the contractors have done amazingly well and caught up with that. And so that building is going to be able to house urgent care, some family practice, also physical therapy, and a retail pharmacy with a drive-up window.
Now, you and I were talking a bit about this yesterday, just kind of off of the cuff, and I drive by every day, so I get to see the construction kind of work its way up. It's amazing to me. There's no wasted space in that building at all.
No. We've taken advantage of every square inch.
Yeah, you guys definitely have. How many rooms is that urgent care actually going to house?
So the urgent care itself will have about 7 rooms, but then it'll be kind of combined with some primary care that will have an additional 8. So we've got, 15 rooms there just in that one area.
And I know for the longest time, there was questions about the location and how much room you guys were going to have. Looks like space is more than enough. I mean, it's adequate, to say the least.
It really is. It's perfect. And the drive-up window for that drive-up pharmacy will go right between us and Last Man Standing. And so that's really working out well. And I think we're going to be able to provide a great thing right there in the heart of the community.
And again, when did you say the target opening date for that is?
August 1st.
August 1st.
Yes.
So it's going to be here before you know it.
Oh, quickly.
Yes. I mean, we're already towards the middle of March. So we're talking about 5 months and that thing is going to be up. Let's move on. Very prestigious honor here for Castleview Hospital. Just named top 100 rural hospitals in America. That's according to Becker's.
That is exactly right. And so every year, Becker's is an outside entity that goes through and they evaluate and assess every hospital in America. And so they take the top 100 rural and community hospitals. So there's almost 700 of those hospitals in the nation. And they rate them on things such as what type of communication's happening, what certification is there for quality, what infection prevention measures are happening. And they have listed us in the top 100 hospitals in the entire United States.
Now, I got to ask, and this may be completely unrelated, but how much did the recent expansion add to something in this particular regard? I mean, or does it play a factor?
I always say that bricks and mortar is always an important factor, but a factor down the list. It's important for us to make sure that we have patient safety and we have quality regardless of the bricks and mortar. But that bricks and mortar, the additional space that we have helped us to be able to do some of those infection control measures. They've improved our communications, and it's just a more inviting atmosphere for the patient.
Yeah, as far as that inviting atmosphere goes, I mean, does that instantly connect your patient with credibility? I mean, right as they, the vision of it immediately, I mean, is that fair to say?
I truly believe that's the case, and I know personally, even if I go into a retail shop, if there's a retail shop that's well kept, I get a perception of quality versus one that's cramped and just kind of cluttered and not very clean. And so, yes, I think that definitely helps there with that perception for every individual that walks in.
Let's move on and talk about being top 40 for the National Rural Health Association. I mean, top 40 is pretty prestigious.
Do you know, and I just received a phone call yesterday, and it was a surprise phone call. And so it was from the National Rural Health Association. They take the top 100 hospitals, and then they go through and put them through even a tighter assessment. And then they pick 40 out of that top 100. Now, Jordan, you're too young to know what American Top 40, Casey Kasem,
no way,
back in the
no
day.
No way. I love it.
Hey, we are part of America's Top 40.
So. I'll go even further back. We can talk Wink Martindale. I love that old stuff. So no, that definitely connects. I mean, that is a huge honor, isn't it?
Oh, do you know, this is the first time that a hospital in Utah has ever been listed in that top 40 in the United States. And so it's a huge honor. And so we're planning, we're just putting some, since I received the phone call yesterday, we started putting some plans so that we can do a community celebration and really thank you as a community for everything that you do to help us to get there.
Now, obviously, that sounds great on air, but for those who are associated with the hospital, the doctors, I mean, everyone behind the scenes that make this a well-oiled machine, when they hear news like this, what's their reaction?
Do you know, the reaction is like, are you serious? Wow. You know, here we are, a small community, and to be able to have the quality and the patient safety components that make that up is just really a wow moment.
Again, right now, we are being joined by Mark Holyoake, who is the CEO of Castleview Hospital. Let's continue on. Let's talk about the neurology clinic here in Dave McCumber.
Okay, so I believe everyone that has needed some neurology specialty, they've met Dr. Thomas Buchanan. He is our neurologist, and he's just hired a nurse practitioner by the name of Dave McCumber. And so that's really going to help with a lot of the follow-ups. Dave has a ton of neurology experience. And so between him and Dr. Buchanan, we've got a really strong neurology program here. This is something, again, a community of our size to have that is just amazing.
And I know you guys are also looking to hopefully bring in some subspecialists as well. Why don't you go into detail on this?
So we will always add what makes sense for a community our size. And we've done that over the years. And so we've added some of those subspecialists. Some that we're looking at currently is really cardiology. If we could get cardiology here on a full-time basis. And also endocrinology. So we will keep you posted as we travel down that path. But those things that make sense, we will do everything we can to add those specialties here. So you as a community do not have to travel outside of town.
You talk about those two specialties in particular. Why is that?
Do you know, really just because they are the closest ones that we would have the volume to support. And so cardiology, it seems like anyone over 50, and I can say that because I had my 50th birthday, but anyone over 50 quite often needs a cardiologist. And so the volume is here in this community to be able to support that. And so we're just looking for the right candidate.
Let's continue on and talk about a stroke receiving facility.
So two things that we have done this year is we are now certified with the state of Utah as a stroke receiving facility. So what that means is every employee at the hospital that interacts with patients knows what the protocol is. If a patient comes with any stroke symptoms, we immediately act on that and we get the immediate attention for that patient to make sure that quality and patient safety happen. So we are now certified. The other thing that we did this year is we became accredited with the National Chest Pain Center Association. And so we have proven to them that we have all the components for, again, patient safety and top quality to be noted as a chest pain center in the United States. Those things are remarkable, and it's because of the physicians that we have, the employees, the volunteers, everyone that makes up the hospital has made this happen.
You know, if we go back over the last 2 to 3 years, I mean, the developments, the improvements, and the growth of Castleview Hospital, it's been somewhat amazing, hasn't it? I mean, I think that word can sometimes be overused, but in this case, I think it fits perfectly.
Do you know, it's been a fun journey, and the journey's not over. We will continue to grow where it makes sense, and most importantly, we will continue to improve those services that we provide. Well, so it's been a fun journey.
It definitely has. It's been fun to definitely follow it and talk with you along the way. So, Mark Holyoake, I really do appreciate you making the time to come in once again and give us an update on Castleview Hospital. I really always look forward to the talk, so thank you very much.
Thanks, Jordan.
Definitely. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.